From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Put a picture of the Grand Canyon next to one of Mars, and it's easy to see some similarities. Red rock formations dominate both landscapes, but just how closely related are the places carved by, say, the Colorado River and the surface of the Red Planet? KUNC's Ray Solomon talked to scientists trying to figure that out.
For centuries, science has studied Mars, the only planet where life may exist.
Maybe it's the intriguing red color, or because it's one of the brightest points of light in the night sky. But us Earthlings have always been drawn to the planet Mars.
Here is the suspense, the surprise, drama of the unknown. Flight to Mars!
Hydrologist Lin Ji is no exception. The University of Arizona researcher and freshly minted PhD usually studies the lower Colorado River Basin, solidly grounded on Earth. But a few years ago, she became fascinated by satellite images of the red planet. And that's why she noticed something interesting looking down at Arizona's Santa Cruz River out her airplane window.
And I thought, oh, this Santa Cruz River system look exactly the same to the Martian valleys. They both have like a tree-like branching river systems.
That observation sparked a big idea that eventually made its way into her dissertation.
I realized that there could be a connection between the Earth river system and the Mars Valley network.
A connection that spans 140 million miles through the cold, dark vacuum of outer space.
They share similar characteristics, which indicate that they could have a similar climate.
For the lower Colorado, that means an arid climate, where rain is rare but heavy when it comes, and flash flooding is so powerful it can carve up a landscape. That doesn't sound much like the Mars we know and love today, all cold and ice-capped with a surface mostly devoid of liquid water. But those Martian valleys are billions of years old. Back then, the planet was warm and water was plentiful. Research suggests it also had flash flooding.
We infer that the formation of the valley networks on Mars is also formed by high-intensity rainfall.
Just like the lower Colorado. But University of Colorado Boulder geologist Lon Abbott says river basins are not shaped by flash flooding alone. There are so many overlapping forces, geologic structures, and ice age cycles that are also important.
It's a really complex interplay of different factors that have different time scales, and the morphology that you see is the combination of all of those.
He says that complexity makes it hard to compare the two planets in a straightforward way.
I'm not sure that we could argue with confidence that 3.5 billion years ago on Mars was more similar to the climate that we see today in the lower Colorado River Basin.
The beauty of Ji's work is that she deployed sophisticated computer modeling to cut through that complexity. And if she's right about the Martian climate, Scott Hubbard says that could resolve one of humanity's all-time biggest obsessions.
Was Mars habitable? Was it an environment that, if life emerged, it would be able to live long and prosper?
As the first director of NASA's Mars program, Hubbard spent his career looking into that question.
Understanding how the climate evolved over time would tell us a lot about if life did form where it might be today.
He says humans could be just a few years away from putting feet on Martian ground. And if looking at the Colorado River Basin can help us anticipate where life still exists on that distant planet, it could be the key to a successful mission.
Amazing underground Martian cities, a planet of wonders.
Ray Solomon, KUNC.
The story was produced by KUNC in collaboration with the Water Desk at the University of Colorado Boulder. Funding for KUNC's water coverage comes from the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.